Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
on the
rest. Yep.
Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring, ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
Let's go.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, September 14, 2020. Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is a marvelous Monday morning. It is. A lot of news to get out, understand, see what direction we're going into. A lot of happy people, anticipating people. But before we get started with the serious business, I got to tell you guys, Texas, Texas, Texas. Not only are they last in the Denar, but neither one of their NFL teams can't even win an opening game. It's a shame. They should have sent a high school team to play in their place. I just want to get that out there for all these Texas people so they understand. All right, Ray, let's get it started.
All right, no updates for the weekend.
Oh, man. We didn't do no updates?
No, right. Didn't get anything out. Some came out, apparently, but I was tied up with the food distribution this morning. But okay. Anyway.
All right, we'll just go through it, guys. It's a great day to get started. That's all. So let's see. What do we know? We know the banks work this weekend. They work from 6 in the morning to 11 at night because they were anticipating, hoping that something happened. I will tell you they worked yesterday. I mean, the majority of them went in, you know, with the exception of Texas because, you know, Texas is Texas. It's supposed to be a football state, but don't seem like they know how to play the game. But anyway, they didn't show up. And the banks are at the bank today. Yeah. The difference between yesterday and today is zero. Because they're sitting there. What we were told yesterday is the same thing I was just told 15 minutes ago. We're sitting here waiting for somebody to tell us to go. So that's what they're doing. That's what they were doing yesterday. Everybody was in, waiting for somebody to tell them to go. Which I actually kind of felt sorry for them, because I just didn't think it was going to happen yesterday. Or today, to tell you the truth. Now, tomorrow, anything could happen. But I didn't think it was going to be yesterday or today. All right. So why can anything happen? Why did they think it could be a possibility? Because everything we wanted to hear, been looking for, and the citizens have been looking for, has been happening. Al-Kazimi today announced major government changes. He put in a new CBI governor today, a new head of the banking system today. He replaced like 9 of the top people in finance, integrity, everywhere. Today, at one time, just removed the corruption. And he announced that Alak has been removed as CBI governor. The people actually took to the streets in celebration. They were that happy. So he is doing the things that the people want him to do. Now, he also announced that in the coming days, that people are going to see very important people not only removed, but basically indicted for corruption. His corruption files will be opened against them. Now, we like that, right? Because that's what he has to do, remove the corruption, indict those. And those are things that we said wouldn't happen until they were really ready to make a change. Until they really got over Iran, because we knew what that would bring. It's funny that he's making these announcements that he fired the CBI governor or replaced him. The deputy CBI governor requested a 1-year leave. No, he requested to retire. One of the other ones requested leave for a year since you're replacing people. After he made that announcement, some very important people are going to be indicted. But guess what Maliki did? Because I know Walt was concerned with this. Maliki left, went to Iran on Saturday. Sunday. Went to Iran, said he's going to be there for a couple of days. and that he has a doctor's appointment. Like, they don't have doctors in Iraq. He had to go all the way to Iran to see a doctor. They wanted to make sure he was out of the country when these announcements and things started taking place as others. So I don't know if he's going to be back in a couple of days or not. I really don't. But I know Al-Kazimi is telling his people that some very important people are going to be referred to the Judicial Center for prosecution. So Parliament did send a budget law to the House today. Finally, it was at 1 o'clock their time. And they're saying the first reading will be Saturday. Parliament has requested it. They want it. They said we need to get it done so that we can go on with our reform. So we need that. So all of that was good news over the last 48 hours. It's very public, so everybody knows, and he's doing it so the people don't go off. They see he is indeed making the changes that he said he was going to make. He is removing the corruption from their government, from finance, from the powerful positions. Now, even though they already came out and said, hey, we can't just appoint people. Parliament has to vote on that, just like Congress. And he can say, you're right. But until that time happens, he can appoint them. He can make them all temporary until Parliament votes. But that could be next month or next year, which will probably be next year. If I was him, I'd say they're going to stay here till the election. Then you guys vote in who you want. But he's doing all the right things. He's making the changes, not only that the people wanted to see, but that we wanted to see. Removing the Iranian influence from the top positions. And I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago when they arrested some people and then went after those nine Malikis, that they were going to start, nine and Maliki's relatives, they were going to start from the bottom and work their way up. And that's exactly what they're doing. They got the low levels out the way so they could thin out the crowd, work their way up to the major ones, and have the support of the people behind them. And it worked perfect, just like we thought it was going to do. So that's a good thing. Other than that, did I forget anything, Rick? I don't think I did.
No. Let me see. Nope.
All right. So, bottom line, yes, bank people are excited. They're even excited this morning. I mean, they actually think they could get paid today. And I'm just being honest with you guys, I don't think so. But they are prepared. We are getting there. And I think tomorrow would be a better day. But here's the reality, because I know I'm going to get asked 10 times. It would make more sense for this to happen towards the end of the month. Now, why would it make more sense? Because they're not even going to vote the first reading on passing the budget and law is Saturday. They don't have to wait for that, I guess, but it would make sense for them to wait for that. And they're going to get it done by the end of the month. They already said that. The reform paper they have is done. They've been hiding it and quietly working through it, which we're seeing even today with removing these guys. All that was part of the white paper. They just didn't make it public yet. But they're getting it done as they go along, trying to have it all completed by the end of the month. The budget did come out on Saturday in Arabic only, but it did come out. That was a good thing. The people can see it because they know that's being done. The 2020 budget did come out on Saturday. So everybody knows what it is. They know the rate was $40. They know how much it is. And they feel good about things getting done. So they can submit the budget just like it is. And when the rate changes, the numbers just change. It's just that simple. No big deal. So we're waiting on that. So right now, I mean, everything is falling into place to be completed by the end of the month. Today is the 14th, so the end of the month can't be that far. Now, if they do it tomorrow, I'm going to be the happiest person in the world. I mean, the happiest. Happier than any of you. They do it tomorrow. But I'm looking for it closer towards the end of the month. That's me personally. Even though the banks are sitting there right now waiting, and that's what they're saying, we're just waiting for somebody to tell us to go. We were ready, and we're just sitting here. So let's see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do what you do.
Okay, let's go to questions on the board. Garden Bud. Okay, you're wonderful. Okay. I'm trying to get to the question. It started off with a lot of testimony, which sounds good. I would like to use the bank with the highest dong rate. That bank is not in my state. It is one state over. Can I get 2-800 numbers, one in-state and one out-of-state? What is the best way to go about this for my exchange?
I don't know. Are they in both states in your zone? It's going to be the same 800 number. You give them your zip code, so you see where the zip code is, where you want to go, and that's the zip code you give them, and ask them to make your appointment. That's the best I can tell you. Other than that, when you make the phone call, ask the guy, what does he think you should do? They're there. They're going to help you. Okay. All right, Ray.
All right. California Sugar says, are we waiting for the 2021 budget to pass in order to RV? Which you kind of covered that already.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Nicole 19 says, I have received several ads for economic newsletters in my email. Recently, they have noticed all the currency being printed by the Fed. They all seem to think it is because of a USA economic decline. Not one has any clue of the RV. I thought this was interesting that it seems only TNT is aware of this. Okay.
Okay, we still didn't get to the question part. Okay.
Oh, okay. TNT, let me ask the question. Yeah, don't you agree?
Yeah.
So we'll make it a question.
Yes. You know, in all honesty, though, I like it. But, guys, we know a lot of stuff that the average person doesn't know. We know a lot of stuff that the above average person doesn't know because we're tapped in. You got to remember, we're going around, I'm telling hedge fund guys what's going on, and they don't know. And it's their business to know what money, what investments, what opportunities out there. And they're finding out weeks and months and maybe years later, oh, hell, he did know what he was talking about because now it's happening. We're going in every day, some of us, TNT members, and they're talking to bankers, and it's their business, and they don't have a clue. So it's okay if you see news articles and they think this is because what some other people tell you, that the U.S. economy is about to collapse, about the dollar is about to be worthless and a whole bunch of crap. Guys, they're printing money for two reasons. And I know for a fact because it came from the place they print money at. They're printing money for the RV, and they've been notified of that. And they're printing money for the $2 trillion or the another trillion that's getting ready to come up for the stimulus package. So there's actual cash out there. People have been hoarding money, especially coins, as you guys know. They keep saying there's a shortage of coins going on in the U.S. And that's because everybody was locked down in their house and nobody was spending coins. They know for a fact, as soon as this happens, the next stimulus package, everybody's going to the bank to get cash again, on top of all these donarians who are all not going to get 200, 300, but want to walk out with 7,000, 10,000 cash in their hand. That money had to come from somewhere, and that's why it's being printed. But it's okay if they don't know. after this is over with, 99.9% of the people are not going to know what happened. They're not even going to know what happened. All they're going to say is, man, it's a lot of rich people in the U.S. What did they know that we did? And that's going to be it. Well, until I write my book or do my movie or do the talk show circuit or whatever else we do. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Dajan says, replacing the CBI governor, is that a sign the RV is on the way? Am I reading too much into this, or is he just shaking things up?
No. He didn't just replace the governor. He replaced all the top banking people. He replaced the guy in charge of the corruption files, integrity. He replaced all of them. And yes, it does mean. And again, guys, we're seeing come to fruition things that we talked about weeks ago when I said, hey, they want to remove these people before they do it so they'll know who's going to be in charge of the money. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. Say about 2 weeks ago. This is what we need to see. And now we're seeing it. And we're seeing it in one fell swoop. Boom. We got new guys in charge of the money as soon as the RV happens. We have new guys in charge of security as soon as the RV happens. We have new guys in charge of the investigation. Now, all these guys, handpicked by Al Kazemi, do not have Iranian influence. So the game has changed overnight. But it's what we've been waiting for. It's what they wanted to see before the RV. They know who was going to be controlling this. So it's great. We should be jumping up and down. All right.
Okay. Chicago says, okay, the Iraqi council ministers approved on Monday the draft federal budget law for 2020, sent it to the House of Reps. Is this what was required for the revalued rate to be exposed and to go international?
Well, it is in the budget. So, yeah, now we can't sit and say because the CBI had its own power to revalue when they felt the time was right. But the numbers are going to be applied to the budget. It's what we wanted to see. It wasn't required. And that's why they're doing what they're doing today. They put it out. They put it out there for the public. They said they're going to do this real quick. They're having the first reading on Saturday. I don't know why they wasted a whole week to do it, but they're giving it to the members on Friday to look at, supposed to vote on it on Saturday. So it's here. And I don't think we're going to see it until it is voted on, which is going to be the big deal by the end of the month. Okay?
All right. Sunstar says, any news from your committee or Treasury contacts you can share?
Nope, I already did. I told you when, why, and where.
Would you please refresh my memory? How many pages is the NDA, and how much time will they give you to review it?
I don't know. Everybody's going to be different as far as time to review, I guess, if you guys sit there and read it. It's supposed to be 4 pages for you guys, and, you know, I don't know what you're reviewing. Because if you want the contract rate or the higher rates, you're going to sign. If you don't, there's no need to review it, regardless. Okay?
Okay, with COVID-19 affecting so many banks and exchange centers in our country, with confidence, can you say all the states are set and ready to go when given the green light?
Well, I can't say anything for all the states. I don't have representatives in all the states or people that I talk to in all the states. But I do know at least 7 states are ready to go, done what's required, have their people on standby. And by standby, I mean sitting there waiting. A couple of different banks. Everybody except for you know who. But their people are trained and educated, so We'll wait and see when they take them in. They may know it's not going to be till the end of the month already, and they're not going through these hoops like everybody else is. But it's okay with us, right?
Okay. GBATX225 says, this is my first question. Please explain how the payout will work if you are participating in humanitarian projects. Why would we receive money if we're donating it?
Guys, they had set up a bunch of different ways to do these payouts, expand the money, and do everything else. And humanitarian projects was one of them. And it was going to go as far as 80-20 deal for humanitarian projects or how much you would set aside. That has long since been changed. Long since been changed. Even though some gurus keep telling you guys you have to have a humanitarian project, something. I'll tell you guys what common sense has to get to everybody. If you walk into a bank right now and you talk to a bank president, if you talk to a private banker, or if you talk to a wealth manager about your humanitarian project, and it's about building wells in Alabama, because some of them still don't even have running water. I don't know if you guys know that, but there's some towns in Alabama that still don't have running water right today. And you decide that's what you're going to do. Who gives them the authority to approve that or disprove it? Who gives them the ability to look at your plan and say it's a viable plan or not when they have no clue about digging ditches, laying pipe, turning on water, or anything else? How do they know? So how are they supposed to make a decision sitting in there with you for your 20 minutes on whether they're going to give you this money or not, whether or not it's going to be over 5 years or 10 years, whether your business plan is the best thing since sliced bread. Who? All across the U.S., all of our appointments, how many people out there have that ability? None of them. So what they're telling you just doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't make common sense that some guy, the bank is paying $20 an hour, gets to decide on multi-million projects or $100 million or billion-dollar projects. He gets to decide if they're good or not. I mean, does that make sense to anybody? No, it absolutely does not. I've told you guys on several calls already. I've had people already exchange, who've already signed documents, who've already received a higher rate with no humanitarian project. None. I mean, it just doesn't really make sense if you stop and think about it. I told you guys exactly what they said at the Exchange Center, and I'm telling you, all you have to do is ask for it. If you ask for it, they're supposed to give it to you. From that point on, the deal is made on your interest rate. The deal is made on how long you're going to leave it in the bank. Now, I will tell you, they told guys doing the appointments, they told guys who you first meet, counting your money, verifying everything, do not discuss interest rates with anybody. That's what the wealth manager is going to do. So they're not going to discuss it with you. They're not going to discuss the terms because that's not their job. Even if they know and hear about what's happening, what people are getting, they've been told don't discuss that with you. Let the wealth manager do it. Nothing about humanitarian projects, nothing about the money. I tell you how you get the higher wealth or the higher numbers is going to be based on how much you have. The more you have, the more they're going to offer you, period. All right, what's next, Ray?
All right, let's go to the board where the live people are. first caller is area code 512. You are on.
Is that Alabama? Oh, good.
Oh.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, I have this question.
Ma'am.
With all of the negative information that gets posted, like on your Twitter site, about you guys saying fake news, telling us, you know, that the same things over and over, and that you're BSing your base about this RV so that you can continue, so that we can continue listening and making donations to keep you guys on the air. What one piece of encouragement information would you give your base of followers this morning to hang on to that validates your intel information to help them not become too discouraged, or maybe not to jump ship when things seem to be going around in the same circles?
So, you're very, very specific that I have to be encouraging, not with reality, but just encouraging. So,
well, based on the sense of reality, that kind of validates. Yeah.
Okay.
The information that you're giving out.
All right. So here's the thing. Good question. Good question. Even if you didn't mean it, it's a good question. Okay? So I like that. Guys, we've been doing this for 10, 15 years. For those of you who don't know, is one thing. 10 or 15 years now. Actually, I know it's been 15 years. We've been doing this. We started out doing this, because I'm giving you a little history lesson, and for everybody else who knows this. Started out doing this 5 days a week, 3-4 hours a day when I started doing this, every single day, giving out information from all around the world, from different countries, different agencies, everybody. And unlike any other site, we didn't charge anybody. Never have charged anybody. Said, donate if you want to. If you don't, get the information. Our goal is to educate and change the numbers, to tell as many people as we can. It's always been our goal to do that. We get 1 million views a week, not more. We got offered from Google $50,000 a month. We would just let them advertise on our site, which we did not. And I didn't want to advertise on the site because I said people say, see, that's why they're doing it, because they got advertising, because they're getting money from Google. That's why they keep doing this. Well, it's not why we started it. It's not why we continue doing it, just so you guys know. We've been getting, again, 1 million views a week, 10,000 people, 20,000 people on a phone call, and every time that G-Man comes on and say donate, we probably get 100 people who donate $5, $10, $15, $50, 100. 100 people. That's it. And I've been telling you guys that for years. If it was about the money, I would have quit a whole hell of a long time ago. I guarantee you that, because it's not. As a matter of fact, I tried to quit, to tell you the truth, and Pam and Donna put this site together, and they said, so you can't quit now because there's too many people depend on you. Too many people hear right. What you got to say. Because trust me, one thing I do know is I know how to make money. I know what money is, and I could be spending my time doing that versus being here, listening to a bunch of bullshit from people who don't have a clue. I see comments, but you know what I always say? I mean, it's a big thing with me.
Right.
What kind of idiot, and I mean idiot, would get on this call 3 times a week, listen to what I say, just so they can go complain about it? You have nothing else to do with your life than to consistently do that? What kind of idiot would do that for 10 or 15 years, think that it's about something else? So they really don't know the history. And what I always look at, when you say, well, people say this about Tony or this about Ray, I usually agree when they say something about Ray. football Tony. I'd be like,
right.
Okay. So how does Tony's life affect your life when you go to exchange? How does Tony's life affect how much money you're going to build and put together, what kind of legacy you're going to create for your family? Those are things that the simple-minded people are concerned with, not people who are looking at the opportunity for itself. So
right.
Here's something else, and you look at it. If I am, and I like the fact that BBC, yeah, News, when they printed that article about me conquering the whole world, which I mean, kind of blew me away, though. I'm saying, damn, who is this guy? I mean, I wish
right.
I knew that guy. That he could con the whole world into believing something as simple as this. What about everybody else out there? What about the articles out there? What about the people who now come on here and say, I talked to my banker and he said it's real. I talked to my wealth manager and we're making plans. Do you guys actually think I called all across the country and said, hey, we're going to put this con together, this conspiracy together. Y'all going to help me fool everybody so I can get $200 a week from a bunch of people? I mean, who does that make sense to? If I get $500 a week, I got to con the whole world or the whole country? Ridiculous. What should have happened is every time somebody said that, I should have said, you know what? I'm not doing any more calls until I can set this up where every single person who listens pays. Then it might have been worth it. Or even more important than that, then they might can justify what they're saying. He's getting paid a lot of money. But
right.
Until that happens, you can trust me. The little bit of money that you're spending is not worth it. It helps pay the bills. It does. But, and I'm going to say unfortunately, I do have a responsibility, I guess, right now with a bunch of people to do the right thing, to help some people through this. And I feel good about some of the people that I am helping. It really,
okay.
really, I took it personal, and I probably shouldn't have, when the government told me they were toothless crackheads and, you know, 95%
right.
of you would be broke in 2 years anyway. And I
right.
thought that was so wrong, but I thought it was so right. Because without the last 10 years, without us doing what we've been doing, without educating, promoting, getting people ready for this, I know a lot of people that would be broke in 2 years. So they would have spent it, not as fast as they got it, but before they even got it. It would already
right.
be spent. But we'll do what we do. So I don't argue with it, and I don't really even care about it. So if that's your concern, that's somebody else's concern, then tell them to be concerned with that. Because I'm here to help everybody else. We're just going to get through what we get through, and we're going to enjoy the life and this opportunities that we can. I do not. Matter of fact, when I see people on Twitter or that, I absolutely do two things. I laugh at them first, and then I block them second. So they can put whatever they want. I don't look at it, so I don't really care. Okay? So I don't care what they think. Doesn't bother me. All right. Now, hopefully that answers your question and everybody else. And tell them to put that out there on Twitter and everywhere else so they can all see it. Idiots will be idiots. No, we always say, right? Never get involved in an argument with an idiot. They'll drag you
right.
down to their level and beat you with experience. So I don't even attempt it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the information. Thank
okay.
you, guys.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. 865, area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate
hi.
Your tenacity here. Good afternoon
hey.
To Ray, and good morning to you, Tony. I'd like
good
to get, well, good morning to you, but I'm in an area where it's in the afternoon, but whatever. question for you. I appreciate the info and status of our banking community over the weekend, being on site for Saturday and Sunday. I was curious to know if your sources have shared with you how they are being instructed on this. Are they getting their instructions on a day-by-day basis, or are they on a week-by-week, such that if they are there today, have they already been alerted you need to be expecting to be here through Friday, through Saturday, through the weekend, or are they having to wing it day by day?
Okay, so some banks were told last Wednesday they had Thursday and Friday off. So basically they got either a Thursday or Friday because they split them up. So I'm giving you guys a lot of detail you probably don't need. Anyway, and then they were told 6 to 11 until the 15th, okay? Some banks were called Saturday evening, told to report to work Sunday morning. They had no clue. But they had to report in Sunday morning, so they weren't given any advance notice and told they're going to work from 6. Well, they work from 6 to 5 on Sunday. They're working from 6 to 11 today. They're working from 6 to 11 tomorrow. But everybody's been told after the 15th, we're going to reassess it and see where we go then. So if it doesn't happen tomorrow, they're going to start a new plan. That's the plan today.
Okay.
Because they thought it was going to be today or tomorrow. I think it's going to be closer to the end of the month.
Okay. Good enough. Appreciate that. Trying to read my notes to myself here. Of course, there seems to be jubilation, as well they should be, that over in Iraq, going across the pond, with the 2020 budget finally being approved by their Council of Ministers sent to Parliament. Parliament not meeting, though, until Saturday. How much of a smokescreen do you think this is, that they could well be saying, we're telling the world that we aren't going to do this until Saturday, but in fact they are actually pulling up their sleeves starting tomorrow, possibly to the point where things could be printed and in the Gazette on Wednesday if they did, in fact, do three readings tomorrow? Is that being a pipe dream?
It's an oil pipe, not a water pipe. But listen, the budget is done. The budget's been sitting there for months and months. Everybody knows what it is. Last year's budget, already done. They made some adjustments to it. I actually believe it's a smokescreen, you're right, just to get us to the end of the month so they can announce everything at the same time without, you know, having to say effective on the first. They're just trying to drag it out. There's no reason. If they said, hey, we got to get this done as fast as we can, did Parliament get it today and say, yeah, but we're not going to have the first reading until Saturday? What are you doing the rest of the week? I mean, this is your job. You said this was the only thing you're going to concentrate on. So what are the other 3-4 days doing? You can't be saying, well, we're going over it. You've had drafts since last week when the numbers came out. We know that. Everybody knows they're sitting there not going to give it to them until Friday so they can read it on Saturday. Nobody believes that. Not if you got good common sense, you don't anyway. Everybody's given an advance copy to go over so they can say they made quick decisions. So the real thing we don't know is, why do you want to drag it out? Why do you want to wait right to the last possible moment to do things all the time? That's what they're doing. And they'll say, well, it's real easy for accounting. We're trying to get through the first quarter before we change it. We don't want everybody to know 2 weeks ahead of time, hey, the rate's going to change on the first. Your money's going to be worth 5 times what it is now. And then everybody stops spending money for the next 2 weeks. Because that's what would happen. If they all knew the rate was going to change on the first, why am I going to pay 1,000 dinar for something that's getting ready to cost me 3 dinar in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
That don't make any sense. So they absolutely know that. We absolutely know that. What we do is prepare for the worst, but it's not going to happen tomorrow. You know, I mean, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And the best really is closer to the end of the month, if not the end of the month. I think this will happen for us. This is my opinion. Now, just for all the idiots out there, because there's a bunch of them, Tony doesn't get to make the decision. He does it, okay? I'm just giving you my opinion. All right.
Well, we toss that in for consideration. I was also concerned and questioning with all the concerns and focus that we've been having for weeks and months getting the 2020 budget done, the 2021 budget. Are we going to be finding ourselves going through the same scenario of needing to get the 2021 budget approved before we're off to the races, or is that too far down in the future and we don't really need to worry about that, and 2020 getting that done is sufficient?
Okay, so today they said we got the 2019, the 2020, 2021 budget, and they have to come in order because one depends on the other, because that's what they're building
right on.
So now we know they're going to do the 2019 and the 21 together whenever they pass 20. They can announce both of them because the rate was supposed to be in the 19 budget, but to push things forward. We know the budget's only going to be for the last 3 months of this year due to salaries and everything else. But I also feel that the revaluation already would have taken place in the 21 budget. But they don't have any reason to hide it. They just need to go out and do it, to do all the investments and everything else. Nobody's going to let them do this 2020 budget. The people want, and there's no rate in there. They're not going to wait for that next 3 months and go through this all over again, leading up to an election in June. I just don't think they have that kind of patience. I think with the changes that he's making as rapidly as he's making them, this is the program. Get the budget done, get the RV done, then they can go forward from there. So I don't think so. Again,
okay.
I don't get to make the decision, but from what I'm hearing, the people I'm talking to, it's in the 2020 budget. They're ready for this to go right now.
Well, very good. 2020 vision here for the 2020 budget. So 10 days from whenever this happens with our 2020 vision, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And hopefully this information means it's our money coming to us Monday, and by Wednesday it's our wealth coming to us, Wednesday, whatever. So appreciate all your info and helping us connect the dots. Appreciate it. Thanks again. Have a great
day.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are next.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I heard you ragging on Texas this morning, Tony. You better leave Texas alone. We fine down here. We're not going sitting over there twiddling our thumbs. We're going to wait. We know what day to go in. Mm-hmm. That's why they're not running.
Oh, I
thought
you were
right
talking
now
about the fact that out of the greatest football state in the history of the world, you can't even win a football game. Oh, but you're talking about something else. My bad.
Well, I know you're not talking about that. You better leave my team alone. They fine. Ain't nobody worried about that. We all waiting for the RV.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you just answered one of my questions. Okay, so let me ask you. I know we saw several articles coming out about this 2020 budget. One would say they sent it to the parliament, and one said they sent it to the House of Representatives. Does that mean the same thing, or it's two separate areas of the government?
No, the House sent it to the parliament.
Okay,
they had to go to the House, and they had to go to parliament. But the Senate went to parliament today.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. So with the rate possibly being in the 2020 budget, and we know, of course, like you say, what they told us as far as the oil, the price of the oil and all of that. Has anyone equated that particular price of the oil and maybe what other numbers that are in there to determine what the rate could possibly be in this 2020 budget?
Okay, so, I mean, months ago, I told you guys I thought it would need to at least get to $46 before they do the RV. Because in 2019, it was $56 when they would get ready to do the RV. And I said, I think we at least need to get back to $46 before they would do it now. So last week, they came out and said, what? The rate is going to be $40. And it comes out to 168 trillion dinar or something. Now they're saying that the 2021 budget is going to be between $40 and $50. And they already know that when they do the budget. That's the numbers that they're going to use. So when they were doing 56 or 46, I think it came out to $3.81 if they converted. So if you do 40 into 168 trillion, I think it's going to come out to like $4 or something to be the exchange rate.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good. So with them replacing a lot and putting in the new person, I know there's, well, you know, Frank 26, he seems to think by them replacing a lock and putting in a new person, that's replacing the exchange rate, which is for the better, in his opinion. So I don't know what his thoughts are on that, but was this person, was he an Iranian type person? I didn't follow him that well. Was he Iranian as well?
Yes, he was appointed by Maliki. So it was one of his compadres, if you want to say. But it was one of his appointees, so he was doing what he wanted to do. Okay, replacing him doesn't put the rate in there. I mean,
right.
The rate is going to be what it's going to be. What it does is make Al-Kazimi banking system, the U.S., feel more comfortable about putting the rate in there. Because now this guy is in charge. And that's the biggest concern with every position that he changed today. They're all top positions of authority. Everybody that was replaced today, you can look to come up on that list of corruption and indictment. And they know it. And that's why they want to get out, along with their deputies. But everybody who's concerned, the other countries, along with the U.S., feel better that the Iranian influence was removed before the RV took place. Now, they removed it at the highest levels at all those positions. So those people now can go in, clean up their offices, fire who they want, hire who they want, and do all of that to make sure all Maliki's people are out. All the Iranian influence is out. And that's where the change will really begin. What I like what Al-Kazimi is doing, he's getting people at the border, which he already did. He's going to get them, you know, at the banks, as he already did. He's already told them that he's removing all of the firearms off the streets and has started doing that. So he's coming from both directions, the top down, the bottom up, to change the whole attitude. And he now knows he has the full support of the people because they were in the streets celebrating today. They're happy.
Mm-hmm.
About what he's doing. So he's doing it the right way. It's a good thing.
So where's the little weasel Maliki at didn't he hold a position in government somewhere there?
He holds a position as one of the deputies, but again, Maliki took off.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's what weasels do, though. Criminals do
that's
that,
right.
But my point is, he held the position, so is his position, was he removed as well from whatever position he had?
He has not.
Wow.
And again, you know, I've been telling you guys for years, They have to wait until they're sure the people are going to support it, because he has people that support him. I mean, whether they know any better or not, and I'm not going to say, because, you know, it's the same way in our country. People support him, don't know, have a clue what's really going on and doing things, but you still have to somehow show them, convince them that he was corrupt, that, and more important than that, that things are going to be better without him. Because that's when they're really going to say, okay, we don't need him no more, when they see that part.
Okay. So my last question is on the reading of the budget, you know, they do it three times or something like that. So if they're going to do the first reading on Saturday, what's, the, in your opinion, the norm of how fast they will get the other two readings in? Is it, could it be all done in one day or the next day? Do you know how they do that?
It could be morning session, afternoon session, if it sells right through. I don't think it will, because, again, I think they're intentionally trying to drag this out to the end of the month. They want to get some other things done along the way. They put these new people in. Like he said, corruption files are going to come out next week. They're going to start listening to that and slowly build it up, so when it does happen, everybody has full confidence in it.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, hopefully we'll see something, you know, more. I mean, all of this to me is real good information. We are seeing him move at a speed of lightning to me with everything that he's doing. I mean, that's a lot more of what he's doing is amazing to me, because we've been waiting on a lot of this stuff for a long time. And for him to see him doing it so fast, that's a great thing. So maybe we will see this thing at the end of the month, because he's moving pretty fast. So thank you.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to know how you know I didn't just make all that up so you can give a donation.
Well, look. Oh, okay. So let me.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
I did want to say something. I wanted to say I appreciate everything you and Ray done. I do. I appreciate everything you and Ray have done. Y'all didn't have to be here. You know, you really don't. We could have been left out in the dark, looking around like deer with their eyes all bucked, trying to figure out things. So those that don't feel like it's real, they need to just go over there to the sites where the other folks at, and then, you know, then maybe they'll feel better. But we know the real deal over on this side. I would not have been here this long if I didn't trust you guys, you know. And that's my honest opinion. So, you know.
All right, I'm just messing.
And I know you want to leave, because I know I want to leave. I'm ready to do something different, so I can only imagine how you and Ray feel. And you ain't getting paid for it either. Shoot,
listen,
I don't know.
I will be celebrating the day this is over, but oh my God, you have no idea.
I know you will. All right. Shoot. All right. Well, thank you, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. 754 area code. You are on.
Hi, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Hope you're safe with the fires going on. I've seen pictures, and it is pretty awful out there in your state. Hope you stay safe. I have a couple of questions. The first one has to do with Maliki. I did read that he fled Iraq supposedly for medical attention, which I also found strange. Could he be over there trying to gain support for himself with the Iranians to prevent anything else that Kazemi is doing and possibly come back and get Iranians back into power? Or do you think he fled to avoid prosecution? And can they bring him back like we do? Can they extradite him to be prosecuted?
Okay. Nobody can bring him back if he doesn't want to come back. Iraq doesn't have that power, authority, and neither do we. When Saddam Hussein went after Maliki, Sadr, and all of them. They ran right to Iran because they knew they would be safe. And that's why they're part of Iran now, because Iran saved them the first time around. So, no, he could stay over there and go. His money that he's stolen from the Iraqi people is probably all over Europe and Iran, everywhere anyway. He's probably over there now. He's trying to make sure they got his back to negotiate something to make sure he's taken care of, or he gets his position over there, his house and villa and whatever else he's looking for. But that's what he's going over there for. You got to remember, when 5-6 months ago, they had marginalized him, period, because he wasn't making a difference. They started trying to go with Sadr and Amiri. So he's now over there trying to get back in whatever little bit of influence he can. When they say they locked up his son-in-law's bank account, his nephew's bank account, those are his bank accounts. So he knows they're coming after him, and they're doing it one step at a time. Over there for 3 days, they said, 4 days, and doctor's appointment. It's just an excuse to people. Why? Because they don't want his followers to feel like he's running, even though he is, because he sees things are definitely changing. And he knows it this morning. If he didn't know, which I do believe, he knew it in advance. That's why he left, because all of his people were just taken out of key positions. All those people that were replaced were appointed by him. Even remember, Abadi was his guy. They all had Iranian influence. They were all wiped out in one day.
Okay.
So that's exactly what he's over there doing, trying to figure out, what about me? Are you guys going to protect me or not?
All right. My next question, with the reading of the budget in Parliament, I can understand the first reading. All right. If there are no objections to what is in that budget, why do they have to go through three readings if the budget will stand after the first reading? Or does it normally not stand after the first reading, since it was already passed on the other side?
Because that's their law, and that's the process. And you can't just change the process because it's easier one time than the next. They do that because we're going to read it. It's supposed to be the first time we see it. Everybody agree with it. Let's walk away from it, think about it, and say, oh, no, this, that, whatever. Read it again. Implement those changes or none. Third time is the charm. It's just the procedure they go through. And it doesn't change whether it's easy or difficult. You still have to have the three readings.
Okay. My final question is, you had, we were looking for the 15th. Obviously, I doubt we're going to see the 15th. It will be more towards the end of the month. So, what information or whatever made you think that we could see it by the 15th, when the budget hadn't been approved within the first week or first 10 days? So what led you to believe, to let us think we would see this by the 15th?
Okay. So in order to answer this question, which I'm going to do, I have to do something that I hate to do, okay? I have to admit that there's always a possibility that Tony could be wrong. It's always. I mean, much as I hate to say that, there's always that possibility. Yeah. Now, the fact that, that it doesn't make sense to me for them to do it before the end of the month, or if I'm looking at all the pieces of the puzzle, they don't even fit until the end of the month. But somebody told that bank the 15th. Somebody told them to bring his people in here, get them situated, and tell them between now and the 15th, this is going to go live. And I can say that because I'm hearing a couple of my banking people, this is what we were told. This is what we were told in the meeting. This is what we're preparing for. I got guy today. I mean, he's so excited that, you know, it's done. And again, we're just waiting for go. We're waiting. We're here. We're waiting right now. And they were waiting yesterday. It's supposed to be done. But does it make sense? Now, is it a possibility? Yes. Because the CBI can do it whenever they want to. The budget numbers will still change because the rate changed. Doesn't necessarily have to be the other way around. They did it that way, put the rate in the budget, so that it would all come out at one time to change and everybody see it. But they could change the date tomorrow, still vote on the budget. It's just going to be different numbers, different allocations. And then they can say it's still just for the end of the year, these next 3 months. We're not going to implement these other reforms until January, but we're going to do them at a new rate. So I don't know how they're going to do it. There's two possibilities there. It makes more sense to have everything already done, which they did today. And I told you guys that last week, 2 weeks ago. They're going to have to make sure they can control the money before they do it. And last week, 2 weeks ago, when they were going to do it, all of Maliki's people were still in charge. Well, today that all changed. Now they got to go, they can't authorize anybody to do anything. They can stop paying Iran the moment they want to. They can now go in and, oh, you guys didn't want to end the auctions? Well, there's a new CBI governor. He could end the auctions this evening. So now they have all that power and that authority. They're the right people in place. So things could change any moment now. So now when they say any moment, it could be any moment. But the biggest answer to your question was simply, you know, there's always that remote possibility that Tony was wrong.
Well, I think everybody appreciates that first on your side, Tony. I do. I want to thank you for answering my questions. And I'm going to pass it on to the next person. Hopefully, by the end of the month, we're going to see this. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, let me do something real quick, Ray. Hold on. You guys know I just be joking, right? But anyway, who knows?
Okay.
I'm talking about Tony being wrong. Yeah, and for you guys who don't know, I'm going to say this real quick. Yeah, Trump is just landing at McClellan. It's his first time visiting Sacramento, so he is, in fact, here. He said he wanted to come and see the fires. Okay, like it's an amusement park or something, but okay. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Go ahead.
610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NBA.
Hey, sir. Good afternoon.
G-Man, how you doing, yeah. man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And I know the previous caller asked you about the fires. Are you getting any smoke coming your way?
Man, I wish I could send all you guys some pictures. But, yeah, it's a whole lot of smoke. This is a weird thing, though. You know, the fire is like 100 miles from here. And I wake up like this morning, I went outside, there's ash all over my car. The sky is gray. I mean, there's been poor quality for the last 3 days of air. Somebody sent me a picture from the Bay Area the other day where their night lights were on. This is at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's so dark with the smoke and so thick here. But there's no actual fire, so I'm okay with that. It's just smoke so far. All right?
Just
so
the
thanks,
smoke and ash.
Fast.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, long
okay.
version today, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. Thank you again to all of you who have donated in the past, those of you who will donate today, and those of you who will donate in the future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
615 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray and Tony. How are you guys doing?
Hi there. I'm fantastic.
Oh,
sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I am doing
how are you
well.
There?
So I have a question. So I've been listening to y'all, and then I'm going to admit, I listen to some other people as well.
Okay.
And so was someone on one of the other chats, and I said, I'm going to listen to this, but then I'm going to ask Ray and Tony what they think about it. So
uh-oh.
This one dude, he was like, when the 800 number's going to come on, blah, 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 blah. And so the man was like, I don't need no 800 numbers because I have developed a contact with the banks over the years. He said, so what I would suggest you do is that you go into your bank or whoever you bank with, take a couple of your currencies with you, and ask to speak to one of the managers. And he said, after or get in a meeting with one of the managers, and then once you're in the meeting or in the office, pull out a bill and be like, what can you tell me about this? Or, you know, as far as looking, I guess, with a bill of a dinar or a denom, and then pull out another one and say, well, I have these, and I'm trying to determine if you know anything about this. And then he said at that point, if they don't know anything, then they'd be like, well, we don't know. You get up and you walk out and you go to the next bank to see if they are aware. And then after, if they say that they are aware and we know about this or they show that they have knowledge about it, and then you let them know, hey, I'm trying to see when this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Can you contact me? Blah, blah, blah. What you feel about that?
Well, this is what I feel about that. I feel that Ray has consistently and constantly told you don't be going on nobody else's call and be bringing mess over here asking us about it, and you just going to do it anyway, huh? So that's
I'm new. I went on that.
And he didn't say nothing about it. Let you go through that old diatribe. But okay, let's go
I didn't hear y'all. I didn't hear him say that. I guess I wasn't on this call back then. You know, I thought I was just gonna share some information. I thought it was a good thing. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. All right. I'm just messing with you. What's up? Second of all, I have told people to do that for years now, to do exactly that, establish a relationship. Because I have people who don't care about the 800 number, absolutely do not, because they have a banking relationship already. Bankers have called them and said, told them, don't dial the 800 number. Just come here. I'm going to do it for you. because they already know who they are, how much they have, what they want, and they want to get the commission off of it. So they're telling them, don't dial that number. They send you somewhere else, come right here. I'm going to get you the best rate, which makes sense. Now, the only thing wrong with doing that is if you can't really handle the word no mentally, don't do it. If you can't handle a bank guy standing there telling you this is never going to happen, this is a scam, this is fraud, whatever the things they believe, then don't do it. Because you're going to hear more of that than you are, come on, let's go talk. Because very few people know about it. And I've been telling you guys that for years and months. Very few banks know about it. Every bank is not a part of it. Every branch is not a part of it. Change location. But if you can, like I know people we talk to, they get a call every other day. They get calls, tell them, I mean, that's how we get some of the rates. That's how we know what's on the screen. It's bankers, it's exchangers giving us the information. That's how we know when I come and tell you guys, they got memos, they have meetings, they're doing that. It's different bankers, different locations we've established relationships with that are going to tell us anyway. Now, why are they telling us? Because when it happens, they're going to walk off the job like everybody else has. They got dinar, they got dog, they got money. If they don't, their family members do. They're engaged in it. So if somebody said go do that, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do if you have the ability to have a relationship right now. Why wouldn't you do that instead of calling the 800 number, going to talk to somebody you don't even have a clue who this guy is? He don't care who you are. We're just doing the numbers. When I can work with somebody I've already been talking to for weeks or months, he knows he's going to be my wealth manager. He knows I live in the neighborhood, and he knows we have a future together. That's the guy I really want to negotiate with. So it makes absolutely sense to me to do that if you can. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I have another question, but it's like not a question. Because, see, I ain't been in this long, and I'm like an impatient person.
You know, is this thing going to happen with this long? How long we been talking to you? For 3-4 years now? Well, go ahead.
No, like a couple of months.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why I'm and that's fine. I'm slow to the game, but I'm on the game.
Okay.
So, will this occur in the next year? Because you sent that text out and you said it's happening, and then I started shaking and stuff, and you know, and then it didn't happen. And I understand you saying, you know, You give
okay.
out, but I'm just trying to.
So let me ask you a question, because I heard about that. I sent a tweet out and said it's happening. What did you do after you read the tweet?
I went and woke my husband up.
Okay.
And told him it was happening.
You didn't read the article?
All right. No. She obviously did not read the article. She wouldn't have went and woke her husband up. That's what I'm saying. So many people have asked me, well, what did you mean? Well, look, on Twitter, when I send something out, that little blue part, you click on that and it takes you to the article so you can read what it's about.
Ah, okay.
So
I'm going to do that next
when
time.
I said it's happening, I was telling you guys, they were telling people they're going to submit the 2020 budget. That's what the article was about, the 2020 budget. Not about the RV being announced at 3 o'clock or 7 o'clock. It was about the budget. And all you got to do is click on it, guys, and read what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm going to read next time. I'm not good in English, but I'll read it.
Did your husband chew you out?
No, he didn't chew me out.
Okay. For waking him up? All right.
No, he didn't. He wouldn't do that. So my last, it's not a question, it's a statement. So like a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember when, or maybe last week, you had said you had created this list and you had given it to somebody about a project for like $1 million, and you submitted your list, and some people had said it was like $5 million. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. A prosperity package.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it too late for you to amend your list? Because I want to be added.
Yeah, we way past that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, way past.
And that's fine. And that's
but don't
fine.
Worry. Don't worry about it, though.
Okay, well, that's it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for all that you do. I really appreciate it.
Yes,
all right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 707, you are on. 707.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey.
Had to unplug
good morning.
My earphones. I wanted to ask if you... like getting the 800 numbers from you guys. You had told me on a previous call that if I were not in the forum, that I would not be getting an email or anything from you. Is that correct?
That's correct. You would
okay.
not be getting an email, but now everybody's going to still receive the tweet if you signed up to receive the tweet from Twitter.
I don't know if I'm signed up with Twitter or not. I can find Twitter.
You would know
your notification.
How do you know
Pardon?
About today's call? How did you know about today's call?
Well, I've been calling it for years.
Okay, you just dial in at this time. Okay.
Well,
what
if
you need
I've
to
got
do,
a question or something.
All right. Here's what I would recommend you do. Go to twitter.com. And establish your own personal Twitter account. Sign up. It's free.
Uh-huh.
Then once you have your account established, make sure you go into your profile section and turn on notifications.
Oh, okay.
Now, once you do that, then you have to go to our Twitter page, which is twitter.com/THE_TNT_TEAM.
Okay.
Now, once you see our Twitter page, look over, I think it's up to the right, for the word follow, and you click on follow. Then that means you're now following us so that whenever we send a tweet out, you will automatically get a notification that the tweet just went out.
It will let
you know on your phone or your tablet, your computer, whichever way that you set up to receive notifications from Twitter. That way, anytime we send out a communication, you'll find out supposedly instantly, even though some people find out hours later. But you're supposed to get an instant notification.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
okay.
Very helpful. So I think maybe I might be able to do that. And also, I just wanted to make a comment, actually, to Tony. I had an occasion a year or so ago to meet with Tony in Sacramento. I was over there for something else. And it was one of the most pleasant meetings I think I ever encountered, in that we did not discuss rates. We did not discuss time frames. We just got acquainted. And that was probably the most helpful session I ever had.
Good.
So,
well, you know what? I appreciate it. And, you know, I've never heard anybody say they had a bad time in a cigar lounge. So I'm glad you appreciate it.
I did.
Well, I'm the one that you sat there with very patiently and very graciously waiting for the... Triple A to come get my keys.
I had a bad time in a cigar lounge. I couldn't breathe, so I had to get out of there.
Well, you know, I don't smoke, but, you know, that didn't matter to me. What mattered to me was that we got acquainted and we discussed things that were important to apparently to both of us. And, that was a very worth it. And it was a 5 o'clock traffic that Tony had to drive through to get to. And, yeah, so I really appreciated that effort to someone. He didn't have an idea. He didn't know Adam from Adam's house cat, who he was me.
Okay.
About. So that was good in itself. He was willing to take a chance.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Because what he did know, it was through TNT. And that's all that matters.
Yes.
So I like meeting people anyway, guys. I absolutely love meeting people. We'll see you again.
Yeah. But well,
it was
very,
great.
Very obvious. Okay. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you,
yes, sir. Thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. For our next caller, members, those who are actual members of TNT, you are the ones that will get email notifications because those are the only email addresses we have are on the ones who are our actual members. Now, I have noticed over the last year or two when some of you seem to lock yourselves out and we have to go in and reset you, the email address that's in your profile does not match the email address when you send out the SOS. So, members, if you have not received an email from me in the last 6 months, 6 months ago I think I did a test email, but if you haven't received any emails from me in the last 6 months to a year, then that means we don't have your correct email address in the system. So I recommend that all members go in and just check your profile and make sure that the email address in your profile is the one you are currently using. If not, then you better change it or you won't get the email when we send the email out. But we will send the text out to everybody, or to tweet rather. But the email members would also get an email as a backup. But we're only going to send it to the active addresses that are in the database. And no, do not text me or email me and ask me to change it for you. It doesn't work that way. You go in your own profile and change your own email address and update it accordingly. Thank you very much. 313 area code. You're on.
Hello, Ray. Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, okay. It's Cornbread.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing great. And how's it going, Tony?
It's going good, my friend. Super fantastic. What's on our agenda today?
The question I had kind of been answered, but I did want to say, to Tony, I've been hanging with you since the PTR days, and I really appreciate you and Ray Ren. In fact, I didn't meet him. I was watching this camper series, and it really got my attention. I really started looking at this guy's camper when it was an older white guy. It was a carpenter. And his name was Ray Winfrow. I said, oh, wow, got another one.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I know of a white Ray Winfrow and a black Winfrow. We'll have some piano music in a minute. But, yeah, I just wanted to say I really appreciate you all. And Tony, I don't understand why you're not crazy as long as you've been in this. We've been waiting on this thing for so long because the guy that got me in it, well, back in the PTR days, he thinks I'm crazy for still waiting on this thing. And he's the one that got me in it. But I wanted to say I really appreciate you. Been hanging in there for a long time. for this thing to go, and I'm thinking it's going to happen this week.
Listen, let me tell you something, just so you know, because it hasn't been fully determined yet, and I'm sure some people question it, but a lot of people think that I am crazy, okay? I'm saying a lot of people that I know, because I hear that same thing. I can't believe you're still talking about that. I can't believe you're still doing it. I can't even believe that you believe that. But, I mean, we know you must because you're still doing it. But to them, it doesn't make sense, you know? And that's okay. Because
right.
I'm saying, hey, I understand. If the situation was reversed, I couldn't say I wouldn't be mad myself. If I was listening to somebody that long and, I mean, if I ever believed it, though, I'd say, okay, let me set this aside, go do what I'm doing, come back to it when it's ready, and be rich. I wouldn't do what I've heard multiple be done and go and turn back in. Why would I lose out on a lifetime opportunity? Because it didn't happen on Tuesday or Friday or Saturday, when I know I've done my research and it's going to happen one day. And if not for me, for my kids, for my grandma, what? That just doesn't make sense to me. So I understand you when you say, you know, people think you're crazy because they think I'm crazy. And believe me, it is not. And this time I am going to tell you guys, this is not as easy as you guys think it is that I just make a phone call and do this three times a week. So before, especially when I was doing it five times a week, 3-4 hours a day, this is still three times a week, and it was 2 hours a day, but every couple months, Ray cut 5 minutes out, if you guys haven't noticed. But anyway, because it's something doing this every day, because I got to do it every day, not three times a week. I got to take the texts and the phone calls every morning. Tish sent me a text at, what, 2:48 this morning. 2:48, my time, not your time. Right. And then I get up in the East Coast, and then I get phone calls, and then it's all day, and it's all night, and then forever. And then people say, but Tony, you love it. And I'm like, what kind of maniac or psycho do you guys think I would be that I love doing this 24 hours a day? I do it because it's what we do, because we want the information. Because I'm going to benefit from it immensely. I will tell you that. I am well prepared. I know what to do. I know when to do it. We've met resources and everything else. But I guess I do. It's out of more of a sense of, it's like when I was network marketing. I just got to tell you guys a story and share it real quick. And I had 13,000 people on me, 15,000. Now I got 125,000 just on Twitter. So there's a big difference. But I did realize every time I walked up on that stage, every time I did a presentation, every time I made an announcement, it affects more people than just me. It's definitely affecting people's lives. And I realized that. So much that I had to tell my own children, because they used to get mad at me, why are you doing this, that, why are you giving that money away, right? And I'm saying, because I'm responsible for more than just you. I affect more lives than just yours, and I do have to take that seriously, which I do. So I'm careful what I say, what I don't say. As I've told you guys before in the history of this, they tried to get me to say something, and I said, I'm not doing that. You know, because I'm just not doing that, because I didn't feel good about that, and I'm not going to do that. But there's some things I did do, and that's okay, because it helped us overall and helped them in the situation that they were in. So I don't mind that. As long as it's not hurting anybody, we can do it. And I know we're going to always benefit from this. And like I said, I'm not glad it didn't happen 10 years ago. But we would not be in the situation we're in or get the benefit we're about to get if it did happen 10 years ago. So I can't be mad at it. The numbers were nowhere near what the numbers are today. The opportunities weren't there. The knowledge of what to do wasn't there where it is today. So even though it's taking us longer, we have definitely, definitely benefited from it. Okay? What's next?
All right.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. Oh, wrap up time? You cut him off like that? Oh. And see there, guys? He took 5 minutes off today, too. Go ahead.
We're 5 minutes over. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. All right, guys. We're good. The banks are at the bank. They're sitting there. They're waiting. And God knows, I hope it happens. Believe me, I'm ready for it to happen to be over with. I don't think it'll be today, and I don't think it could be until after 4, because they got to conclude this weekend's business since it didn't start on Sunday. But they are there. They will be there until 11 tonight. Tomorrow looks like a good day. That's what they were told. And if it doesn't, they're going to reevaluate, come up with a new plan. And I'm sure we should have that by Wednesday, if not by Friday, what's the new opportunity, if it goes there. But I absolutely 100% think it should be over towards the end of the month. They're trying to get it in now. They're trying to get the 19-20 budget both done this month, and they're saying they're going to before the end of the month. And with all that Al-Kazemi did today, the people he replaced and the positions they were in, man, it looks like this thing is coming to a conclusion. So I'm going to tell you guys to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. And if something happens, you know, we'll tweet it out, we'll stick it in the form, or we'll do a call. That's what we need to do. But enjoy your day, folks. All right, Ray.
Okay. We'll be back on Wednesday at our regularly scheduled time, unless something exciting happens in between that time. But until then, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it. Yes, he will. I believe.
I believe.
Oh, trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
you
it.
You can't have
you
it.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
oh, I won't be working out.
Yes,
if you believe it, then I believe.
Yeah.
Your money's gonna get better. Things are gonna work up for you good. Tell somebody.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
To stop conference. Press 1. To return to the conference, press star. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Monday. We are out of here.